Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Today's program is a celebration of the life of mezzo-soprano Christa Ludwig, who lived from 1928 until April 24, 2021. After we hear her in her Farewell to Salzburg, one of her last recordings, you'll be able to listen to the 2018 interview that Professor Maya Hoover and I recorded for a Singing and Other Sins program in honor of Madame Ludwig's 85th birthday. But for now, sit back and enjoy Christa Ludwig in a live recording of Robert Schumann's setting of Der Himmel hat eine Träne geweint. Heaven shed a tear. That was Christa Ludwig with Charles Spencer in Schumann's setting of Der Himmel hat eine Träne geweint. Heaven shed a tear. Now let's sample the telephone interview that Maya Hoover and I recorded in 2018 with the 85-year-old Christa Ludwig. This is Gary Hickling speaking. And
yeah,
with
hello,
me,
Gary.
Good day to you. And with me is Maya Hoover, a mezzo-soprano who teaches at the university here.
Pleasure.
Ah, hello.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, too, and you excuse my terrible English.
No, it's beautiful. Thank you.
No.
Would you like to speak about your Lebenslauf, about your mother and father?
You know, it was very easy with me because I was born into a family where both parents were singers.
Yes.
My mother was mezzo-soprano, and she sang the same roles than I sang, and I was lost on stage, and lost in the audience because I was always in the operas. And I knew Elektra and all the terrible, difficult operas when I was 8 years old.
Oh my
so
God.
It was normal that I had this profession, and when we were bombed in 1944, I was 16 years old, and we had nothing anymore, and I only had this voice, and I could sing for the American officers, and I had some money with singing. And I started singing because I had always a voice.
But you had actually been trained by your mother. It wasn't.
Yes, but you know, I was trained during I was on the engaged, because I had my first engagement with 17 years, and then I was lucky my parents divorced, and my mother was with me all the time, and so we were together, and she taught me here.
That's wonderful.
While I was singing, while I was already on the stage, because I had a beautiful, naturally voice,
mm-hmm.
and I had no high notes, but the high notes I learned every year one half a tone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
and did that continued until you became a soprano?
Oh, no, I didn't become a soprano. I was always mezzo-soprano, and I sang some soprano roles, but I sang always in the, let's say, in the oratorio, in the Passion, St. Matthew Passion, and so on. It was always the mezzo soprano or alto. No.
Well, when I think of you singing Leonora, I guess I think, well, that's really almost dramatic soprano.
Yeah, of course. And you know, I listened to my mother. She was also mezzo soprano, and she sang Fidelio. Yeah,
wow.
And she ruined her voice with Elektra. But I listened to her Fidelio when I was a child, and I was so enthusiastic about Beethoven and Fidelio, that my only wish in my life was to sing once Fidelio, and then I could die. Yeah, and you know, when I was asked to sing Fidelio, I was overwhelmed by happiness, and when I sang it, I was really afraid. I have to die now, because it was so my wish to sing once Fidelio. And it was, of course, my child of sorrow, because I never awaked in the morning like a soprano. I was always like a rave. A bird, yeah?
A raven.
Raven,
yeah. And I thought, oh my goodness, I have to sing this night so high up. What am I doing?
That was Christa Ludwig, who you just heard reminisce about singing Beethoven's Fidelio. Let's hear her in a live performance of her big aria. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins. That was Christa Ludwig singing the recitative Abscheuliche, Horrible One, and aria Komm Hoffnung, Come Hope, from Beethoven's Fidelio. Now let's return to the interview with Christa Ludwig. Maya Hoover and I are curious about the many pianists with whom she sung Lieder. You recorded a lot, and I thought you might say, oh, well, my favorite Lieder recording was with Bernstein when I did the Brahms.
Yeah, with Bernstein, it is, you know, Bernstein was not a Lieder begleiter, a Lieder pianist. No? He was a pianist, and I sang with him, but he was always fantastic. But it was not like an accompanist for Lieder. He made a whole orchestra, and this was fantastic.
What about with Gerald Moore? Did you enjoy...
No, I didn't like him. Uh-huh. He was too British. No, he was a little bit stiff, and I didn't like this. And it was also in my very early singing Lieder, and I was not so good, no. I was better when I knew what it meant and the text that I could... interpret the text, and so it was better.
But someone like Eric Verba, then?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Your preference for pianist is very dependent on their flexibility that will allow you to really interpret the text, or do you...
Yeah. And because I think you sing it for many years, and from one year to the other year, you have another interpretation, but because you understand it much better and you have another approach to the text and to the music, of course. And it is always... me who is singing, and I have to sing it my way. I have to sing it my way. I did it my way, and this is what I think it came to the audience, because I gave everything I had in myself.
Madame Ludwig spoke of the different approaches of Gerald Moore and Eric Verba, so let's hear a comparison of the same Brahms lied, Sapphische Ode, Sapphic Ode, with those pianists.
Rosen brach ich nachts mir am dunklen Hage. Süßer hauchten Duft sie als je. Thank you.
Christa Ludwig sang two performances of the Sophische Ode by Brahms. The first was with Eric Verbe, the second with Gerald Moore. You're listening to the Singing and Other Sins Christa Ludwig Memorial Program. Ludwig's rich mezzo-soprano voice seemed especially appropriate for Mahler. Let's enjoy her performance of the deeply felt Rücketlied that Mahler set, Ich bin der Welt abhanden gekommen, which ends, I have died to the hurly-burly, and I repose in a silent realm. I live alone in my own heaven, in my love, in my song.
Thank you.
Otto Klemperer conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra with Christa Ludwig singing Mahler's Ich bin der Welt abhanden gekommen. Let's return to the interview with Madame Ludwig. Professor Maya Hoover joined me for that 85th birthday tribute. I spoke of an audience member recounting a breathtaking moment in one of her recitals in which he felt as if he couldn't breathe.
I like this.
Yeah, that's
you know, you have to open your heart, your soul, and you have to make an exhibition of your feelings to the audience. And in this moment, you have to feel love and sadness. And if you sing something from God and you have to believe in God, it's always in the same, in this very moment, you have to give everything you have inside yourself. And if you don't do this, then it is not the Lieder singing, no.
It was beautifully said.
Maya sings some beautiful Lieder. She did the Wesendonck Lieder for Wagner's birthday.
Oh, I love this.
They are gorgeous. It was my first venture into Wagner and into the Wesendonck Lieder as a singer.
And yes, and this is so beautiful. So beautiful. And I love those songs, and I sang it when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, young.
Yeah.
I sang it in the high Ausgabe, yeah, for
yeah.
soprano.
Mm-hmm. So did
and
I.
Sometimes yes. then later on when I was older, I sang it in the mezzo-soprano, and this was not so nice like the normal, the original soprano. Yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
As with Klemperer, it's in soprano. Yeah.
Yes. In that portion of the interview with Christa Ludwig, you heard her speak of her joy in singing Wagner's Wesendonck songs. Let's hear a recording of one of them. This is Schmerzen, or pain.
It was very curious. When I sang with Klemperer the Wesendonck,
mm-hmm.
there was a little time left for the session. And then they asked me if I could sing the end of Liebestod, Isolde.
And?
Yeah. And, you know, I knew the Liebestod, of course, mm-hmm. because I sang Brangäne and I knew the Liebestod. So I sang the Liebestod for the rest of the session.
Otto Klemperer conducted both the Wesendonck-Lied and, from Tristan und Isolde, the Liebestod, which Christa Ludwig never sang on stage. She was also a respected cantata performer. Let's sample a portion of Bach's St. John Passion, Es ist vollbracht. It is finished, or it has been fulfilled.
Die letzte Stunde.
Priester Ludwig sang a portion of Bach's St. John Passion, Es ist vollbracht. Carl Forster conducted the Berliner Symphonica. In our interview, Maya Hoover elicited some philosophical thoughts.
It is so. The youth from today, they have everything.
Mm-hmm.
They think life is only honey and pancakes and so on. No? I think it is good if you don't have everything and you have to struggle and you know what is misery.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have in life some experience also from the negative side of life.
Mm-hmm.
But remembering this, it is very good to know that life is not only pink. It is an enrichment in life for your understanding. What is life? Life
mm-hmm.
is something wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my life. It is life, all life, all the trees and everything, everything. It is something you have to admire and you have to be grateful that life is there and you are in the middle of this wonderful life with all the negative and the positive and everything. And then you can give it to your art.
Christa Ludwig speaking about the complexities of life and how they finally can influence one's art. Let's hear two sides of life. First, from the light-hearted Candide.
I was not born in sunny Hispania. My father came from Rovno Gubernia. But now I'm here, I'm dancing a tango. I am easily assimilated. I am so easily assimilated. I never spoke a human language. My father spoke a high middle Polish. In 1/2 hour I talk in Spanish. Por favor. I am so easily assimilated. It's easy, it's ever so easy. I'm Spanish, I'm so deadly Spanish. And you must be Spanish too. Do like the natives do. These days you have to be in the majority.
Tus labios lumidos, rosas que se abren a mí, con mi San Nicolás por mí.
priest Ludwig in an excerpt from Bernstein's Candide, with the composer conducting. We asked Christa Ludwig about her favorite opera roles, and she replied that there were many loves, and went on.
I love also Kundrin, and I love Ortrud. I have a lot of loves, yeah, yeah. No, I don't listen to myself, you know, but if they are something is given in the radio or so, I say always, oh, Christa, you didn't sing so badly. No, I sang very well.
To close, we'll hear Christa Ludwig sing Mahler's Urlicht, or Primordial Light. on this Christa Ludwig Memorial edition of Singing and Other Sins, she sang Urlicht, or Primordial Light, by Mahler. The Vienna Philharmonic was conducted by James Levine. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.